You may not be the kind of person who pays too much attention to Mart prices, but something very interesting that is going to have an impact on all of us is underway at the moment. The prices being paid for beef here have hit record levels, multiples of what they were a few years ago. Great news if you're in the business of beef production, not so much if you're in the habit of eating beef. And a large part of that price shift is because of a sharp fall in supply in the UK. Yesterday, I spoke to James Little from Harrison and Hetherington Mart in Carlisle in the north of England, just before he headed over here on a buying trip. He believes that the price paid for beef has passed through a threshold and it's not coming back down again.
I guess since the start of 2025, to coin the phrase, I suppose it's skyrocketed, hasn't it? Week on week, we see record highs, then it's a record for 7 days and we go again. It's, yeah, amazing, really.
Why is it happening?
Supply and demand. The cattle numbers dramatically reduced and have done over a significant period of time now. And I suppose we've got to, in some ways you would call it a perfect storm, in others you would call it a bit of a disaster really, where there isn't enough cattle available to satisfy the demand.
What is it that has happened to reduce this supply?
Pretty simple really. Over the last number of years, government policy, pricing structures, overheads have all led to farmers reducing their suckler herds. There's less cows across the UK. Now, yeah, we're at a point where we're not producing enough beef.
How many have you lost? Like, how many fewer cattle are you seeing going through your ring?
In our outlying markets in hill areas, and they solely rely on beef production from suckler herds. I would say in the last 2 to 3 years, we've probably seen it drop somewhere in the region of 20 to 25%. Carlisle on Saturday had a large sale of solely suckler bred beef calves, 12 months old. The number was 712 sold. Go back 20 years when I first started in here, it was a 2-day event with 1,000 bullocks and 1,000 heifers. So in 20 years, we're, yeah, somewhere around 66% back, I would say.
Why do you think that the ground has shifted and that this is a permanent change in the price structure?
It shifted because the abattoirs are now looking at producers and it's got very, very competitive. They're all vying over vastly reduced number of cattle, which makes the price go one way, which is up.
What is happening here, James? Are the suckler farmers getting out of farming altogether or are they just really reducing their numbers to a bare minimum?
I think it's a bit of both. The average age of farmers just goes up and up as years go by. Suckler farming is a dangerous industry, so there's a little bit of getting older. Have the cows been worth the hassle? Have they been paying the bills? Slowly and gradually, we have seen people coming out of the sucklers entirely or vastly reducing them.
Okay, but it does mean that if herds aren't being sold in their entirety, that guys could technically or theoretically build their numbers back up again and bring that price back down, or do you not think that that's likely?
I don't think it's likely. I can't see people having the capital to go out and purchase cattle at the prices they are. There's a few guys in here trying to buy bulling heifers on a Wednesday out the store market. They just can't handle the price. You know, the demand from the finishers round the ring, it far outweighs the demand from breeding herds.
James Little in Carlisle. I'm joined in studio by Ray Doyle from ICOS, the Irish Co-op's representative body. Ray would represent the livestock marts at a national level. Good morning, Ray. How are you? Price in this country is just kind of bumping underneath €8 a kilo. Give me a frame of reference for that. How much was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago, a little over €4 a kilo was the norm, plus bonuses in the meat factories. And at a live level, from the mart's point of view, we sell obviously cattle live. You know, €2 a kilo would have been a good price for most store cattle going into finishing units. Now it's €4 a kilo.
Okay, so doubled in that time. What component of that is the record prices being paid in the UK?
It's a significant component of it. Almost 50% of our beef that we produce in Ireland ends up in the UK, multiple shelves. And year on year, UK government policies has diminished UK farming. I was discussing this with UK farmers only this summer, and they have stewardship schemes in place that removes 20 to 25% of their productive land to wildflowers and biodiversity, etc. And that's all very laudable, but that's a direct hit on the production ability. In this particular farm, it's a large farm, 1,000 acres, 1,000 suckler cows. He had to sell 250 of those animals.
Farmers, anybody involved in food production is used to prices fluctuating, coming up and down. Would you share James Little's suspicion that the price has passed through a threshold now and isn't coming back down?
I would agree completely with James in that. One of our lecturers, when I studied ag science, made the comment that the beef cycle was one of the longest economic cycles of commodities that we had. It was decades long. So now, as James says, we have simply moved up onto a new threshold, and we're perhaps on this particular positive aspect of that particular economic cycle.
Those who got out won't have the money to get back in short order. So we're not going to see a glut of animals in 2 or 3 years' time.
No, I wouldn't think so. Because at the moment, what's happening in the marts, yes, the record prices are there and they're excellent for people selling. They're coming back into the market again and they're replacing them with other animals, younger animals, because these animals now have jumped up in price as well. So they're remaining at the roulette table, for want of a better phrase.
Is this good news for the farmers who are still in beef production? Because very often, justifiably, you will hear farmers complain that they're not getting the price that is being charged in the supermarket. Are they getting this bonus?
Yes, they are. And that is the advantage of the livestock mart. They are truly getting the value when they put their animals in the livestock mart. We have seen over the last few weeks, let alone months, we have factory agents and buyers purchasing online, giving significantly more in pence per kilo for animals in the livestock auction ring than they are themselves directly at the factory gate. So in many ways, the farmers are being able to avail of the fact that the mart is in effect acting almost like a producer group and giving them the true value of the animals.
It's an ill wind that blows nobody some good, but I was thinking here as well about the local butchers. The supermarkets can mask any price increase in what they charge for other goods. Local butchers can't, can they?
No, the local butcher obviously is the first person that's now, I suppose, looking at the negative side of these high prices. But again, the cure for high prices is high prices. As James Little said earlier, we're on a new threshold. But there will come a point where it'll be an equilibrium will be reached, because again, if the prices keep going on this upward trajectory, demand will fall off. So at the moment, we don't know where this equilibrium will be, but it will be reached at some point.
The other tricky thing here might be that the climate emissions targets are based on an ever decreasing suckler herd. And with these kind of prices, do you think, are we likely to start see more people producing more beef calves in Ireland, placing us under an even more challenging situation to meet those emissions targets?
Well, yes, I think the suckler herd will have stabilised this year as a direct result of these high prices, because
It had been declining.
It had been declining, and it has declined since 2012, since the milk quotas had disappeared. Because at the moment, we have 1.5 million dairy cows, 750,000 suckler cows. In 2012, we had 1 million of each. So this decline has been in train for well over a decade at this stage. Going back to your point on our climate change obligations, I'm sure there will be plenty of innovative new solutions will actually emerge to deal with this. A little while ago, we had a major problem with poorly bred dairy calves. The advent and the widespread adoption of sex semen has more or less solved that problem. So I am confident in the science that we will actually come up with a solution that will mitigate our obligations.
Take a step back from all of this. Big picture, is this another signpost on the road to the end of the era of cheap food?
Yes. The cheap food is over. Because you've
it's in the rearview mirror.
It's
already
in the rearview mirror, because again, a point I made earlier, we were looking at figures of -0.5%, -1% of national herds all across Europe for the last 20 years, and it didn't seem much when you compared year one with year two, but you cumulatively add that up over the last 20 years, we have eroded our supply base. And our demand continues to grow, albeit slowly.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It has been 0.5% every year. Why is it suddenly biting now? Why are we seeing these massive price increases in the space of 2 or 3 months?
Well, it's I suppose in economic in terms, there's only a 1% difference between a scarcity and a drought. And basically, that's what you're seeing now. This slow erosion has led to the point of we are now in trouble with supply. In conversations with some meat factory owners, they have said they have never seen it in 30 odd years, where the customers are quite content to take an extra 10 cent a kilo rise next week as long as they get the product.
Ray Doyle from ICOS, thank you very much for joining us this morning.